stuff, but it just says to note that there's been nothing, no breaches or complaints.
Again, as part of the review, we do need to look at, because this was another statement, if you've had no breaches, how have you had no breaches?
Yeah.
And I think it's again linking into our reporting and processes, which again links to workflow and
yeah. knowledge and skills,
yeah. and reporting and all of that sort of stuff. So something that we do need to work on. And I think once we've looked at breaches, we need to look at our complaints process, because we're not... there's nothing coming through the council's formal complaints process in terms of complaints against the Pensions Admin Service. There may be comments coming through, but it's...
There wouldn't be... I mean, if it came through the official complaint, it would be at a high level. What you need to... The pension funds complaint register should be queries that you get in, basically, from members.
And I think part...
Not at the cap, because it's not... It's a fund. It's the Isle of Wight fund. It's not the Isle of Wight council fund. So we shouldn't be using...
What is the Isle of Wight council fund?
Well, we shouldn't be... It's the
Isle of Wight Council Pension Fund.
Isle of Wight Council Local Government.
Pension
Fund. Isle of Wight Local Government Pension Scheme.
No, it's the Isle of Wight Council Pension Fund is the official name of the fund. It is council as the administering body. But anyway, beside the point.
But
we need to have a process. We need to have a review.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And part of the workflow issue and the CRM type issue that we're looking at in terms of tracking and
yes.
monitoring will be...
Because what we'll do is what we're trying to achieve here is that it's paperless.
Mm.
So when we get a piece of work in, it will be registered and logged as a task, so that I can actually report on it. So if we get something in that is not so much a complaint but a query of something, I can log it. It'll be logged and I can actually report on it.
Mm.
That's what we're trying to do. So.
Because a query coming in to you and. You might say, oh yes, that was a problem, and you solve it. In reality, that probably also was a breach.
We don't get
huge amount of queries that we actually don't get anything. I think to be fair, we don't. Because I monitor the emails coming in, and I don't get anything coming in to me. So I can tell you hand on heart here, we do not get... It might be somebody querying something, but it's not an actual complaint or a breach. It's somebody that maybe wants to query just something.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it, just for us, it would be useful maybe at one point just to have a look at some...
Yeah.
You could anonymise them, but just for us to see
it's taking the time to do it, and at the moment we're trying to develop a team further forward. I've got so many projects. I understand where you're coming from, and I do appreciate, yes, it is important we do look at those sorts of things, but then...
Mm. I think
can I
make a suggestion? Where we're looking, where we're doing a session on breaches.
Maybe we talk about
at the next at something after that is we need to, the other thing that we need to look at is our complaints and our internal dispute resolution process. So perhaps if we do a session on breaches, and then the next session that we do in a similar way would be the complaints and IDRP, where we have the policy, we have the TPR. And then at that point, we can ask for some specific examples. So at a time in the future,
yeah.
where we're doing a training and development session, rather than it being a new request as business as usual, we report everything, let's do it as part of a workshop
yeah.
where you can bring a sample of some of the emails as a prep.
That would be good.
Yeah.
It just would
yeah,
help
that.
Us to see where
yeah.
that...
Because then we can all discuss
yeah.
around the table as to whether this is a complaint or whether this is an administration query or whether it could
yeah,
yeah.
go through the breaches framework.
Would come into as a query, but actually it could be a complaint or breach, but you're just labelling it as a query
but
and
we need
dealing with it.
But I think it's then a case, probably all of us sitting around the table and going, well, this is what the regulations say, this is what the code says, what does that actually mean, and how do we interpret that for our business workflow?
Yeah.
Because it could be that what you're... Yeah, and forgive me, this isn't pointing fingers, but you know what you're saying is a potential breach... Matthew's saying actually that's an operational issue, and actually it's somewhere in between the two. And so if we argue it, discuss it rationally between the two of us, we can come up with an agreed definition. And if this happens, then it needs to be recorded here and reported
yeah.
here.
So it just gives us a flavour, which is what
yeah.
I think the other thing you've got to remember is that a lot of the stuff that we get is based through someone else. so we're right at the end.
Yeah.
So what you may class as a complaint against the pension fund actually isn't a complaint against the pension fund. We've just been doing, we're doing what we've been asked to do by another department. So sometimes what we find is that some of the information that gets through to the pension fund is the pension fund is the last place it comes to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that's something that we need to talk about.
And again, as part of our complaints process is to say, what is this about?
Yeah.
Is this a complaint about the fact that your pension has been paid wrongly? Or is this a complaint about the fact that your service is recorded wrongly, which is a result of getting the wrong information from your employer?
But that is a breach.
It is.
We are responsible. We should be reporting breaches of employers, not just our internal breaches.
And I think this is, again, this is probably
this
another
is
bit of a learning
through.
A learning curve all round.
Yes.
Because also we need to make sure that the employers are aware of the breaches requirements and the administration strategy requirements and all of that, which becomes part of the iConnect employer forum.
But also the pension admin staff should be aware of that, so that if something comes in from an employer, they can identify it as a breach that the employer.
We'll probably need to do some stuff. Once we've had our meeting, then I'll need to go back and do that.
We'll do some training, because again, this whole thing around knowledge and development is not just for board members and elected members.
You don't
it's for
turn every query into a breach.
No, and this is where I think we need to get some context
we need some clarification.
If we receive examples of these queries, and then we can decide whether or not, then that's a breach or not.
And then to an extent, if we've got a process, if the query is if the issue is around this, then it's a that, and we do this steps, and if it's a that, then we do these steps, and this is where it gets reported, and this is what you're going to do.
Training logs.
Yeah.
The benefit of a breaches log and to be recording everything isn't necessarily to record it, but to actually see a pattern. And if you see a pattern that, okay, this service, you're giving the service, but it's always going slightly awry. It's a training document in itself.
Yeah. And I think we're all learning in this instance, and we want to try and make it better. So I think the more engagement we can get.
I think this is just that we've got to all have clarity of exactly what a breach is, so that we all understand it, and my team the same, and then we know exactly what we're doing.
So we can
if we're going to do that.
And we can have some standard process notes that say if this, then that, but and it becomes part of the development program.
It's a good idea that we do actually look at what's going forward. And
again, it becomes down to then what resource do we need to operate?
Yeah.
Which then sits in with all of the big, big agenda.
I'd just like to raise regarding a breach, which I've raised in the past, and it's to do with the annual benefits and whether we followed the correct communication to members before we went electronic, and I've never gotten an answer on that.
I think you'll find if you look at one of these action plans in here. Member reporting, providing information, review process by which electronic communications has been agreed. Have members been given the choice to opt out?
Okay, but it's actually, I mean, I've actually raised this probably for a couple of years, and one of the areas of recording things as a breach is if it's taken too long to answer a question.
Right.
And if we haven't actually followed the proper procedure, we are in breach because we haven't issued our annual benefit statements correctly.
Okay. We will report back at the next board meeting on that then, Barbara. Okay. We'll have a look at that.
So then our next